questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. We have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh, our discussion remained incomplete regarding the concept of fate and destiny and also predestination. You very nicely elaborated and enumerated for us on some of the, we can say, rational reasons in order to reject the concept of predestination. Now, in this episode, we want to get into the Quranic and also narrative references regarding the concept of fate and destiny. What are they?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As I mentioned, those people who use the concept of destiny and fate, if they mean that everything is predestined and we have no choice, we have no free will, then this leads to the concept of Jabr or predestination, and it is rejected by some rational arguments that I shared in the previous session, and also by verses of the Noble Book of Quran. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in chapter Al-Insan, also known as Ad-Dahr, verse 3, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ. We have guided human being, we have shown him or her the way. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Then it is up to him or her to be thankful, to be grateful, or to be ungrateful. So very explicitly Allah says that it is up to him or her. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا إِمَّا كَفُورًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Or in chapter Kahf, verse 29, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Those who wish, they can believe, and those who wish or will, they will disbelieve. Again, referring to the fact that the concept of Iman and Kufr, faith and disbelief, belief and disbelief, is rooted in Mashiyah, Mansha, the will of the human beings. Or chapter Insan, verse 29, إِنَّ هَذِي تَذْكِرَ. This is a reminding. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Then those who will, they can take a lesson from it to go toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some of the verses. And the next point that I would like to share is that there are some negative consequences for the belief in Jab or in fate and destiny in the wrong understanding of it.
You mean that everything is predestined, so none of our actions, whether good or bad, has effects in our future.
Is that and it? For okay. our good and bad actions, we have no role.
No
everything
role. Okay.
is done by God.
Okay.
And it is as if you're just like robots. I mean, we have no role in any action, good or bad. So there are some negative consequences for it. First of all, if we believe in it, in the concept of Jabr or predestination, it means that we do not feel responsible for our actions.
Okay.
So if all people believe that everything is just done by God, we have no free will, it means that no person will feel regretful for the bad actions.
Yes.
No one will accept any responsibility for the mistakes that they have committed, for the sins they have committed, even for the crimes they have done, for they have committed, because they just simply attribute everything to God and, I mean, say that we are not at all responsible for all these actions. The other point is a political one. We know that, and this has happened in the history of Islam, that some tyrannic rulers, just to make up, just to justify their oppression and their wrong actions, they supported the idea of predestination or Jabr to tell the people that, this is willed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to some ideas, the Umayyad caliphs especially, they supported the idea of predestination. Because if you believe in this, it means that those people who are ruling over you, they are doing everything based on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are forced to oppress the people.
Okay.
They are forced to do all these tyrannical actions.
Mm-hmm.
So as people, you need to be happy. You need to be satisfied with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
You have no reason to object or to revolt against the oppression.
Okay.
And unfortunately, it's been the case that in some phases in the history, even the tyrannical rulers were supported by some religious people by the excuse that this is predestination, this is willed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on and so forth.
That's right.
So this is another negative consequence of the belief in predestination.
That's right.
The next point is that if we believe in predestination or Jabr, as I mentioned, we can justify all our negative actions, and then there is no moral virtue, important for people anymore. There is a famous poem in this regard, which is said by, it seems that by one of the people who believed in predestination. He says that, May khordan man haq za azal midanest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that I will drink from eternity. He knew that. Gar may nakhuram ilm khoda jahl shavad. Then now, if I do not drink, then it is as if the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned into his ignorance. So this is one of the arguments of the supporters of predestination. That, for example, right now I'm going to drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that I'm going to drink right now. And now if I do not drink, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, he was ignorant. So, we addressed this issue. We said that, no, this is not the case. Allah knows that through my free will, I will drink, or through my free will, I will refrain from drinking. Now, my point is that if we believe in predestination, in Jabr, so, all these virtues and moral, values, they are not going to remain significant and important for people anymore. Everyone will justify all their devices that they commit based on the idea of predestination.
Also, a kind of false hope will be shaped in the hearts of some people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can say foreordained or predetermined. For example, we can say, that's right, heaven for all,
mm-hmm.
because they are his own creations. So whatever we do in this world without repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving. He will forgive us in the other world.
Okay.
It will give a kind of, we can say, false hope because according to eternity, the final salvation of mankind is predestined for human beings.
That's the point.
Okay.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
The next point is that as Muslims, we believe that we will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the mm-hmm. hereafter for our good deeds, and we will be punished for our bad actions. But the point is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just, and all Muslims believe so, then Allah has no right, na'udhu billah, to punish the people, because everyone is forced to commit all these sins and crimes and so on and so forth. So based on the concept of predestination, we had no role in the bad actions. And also, no one should be rewarded mm-hmm. because those people who do good actions, they are forced based on this idea to do the actions.
Yes.
So the concept of thawab and iqab, reward and punishment, are meaningless based on the concept of jabr and predestination.
Yes.
There is an interesting narration in this regard. It's been mentioned that when Imam alayhi salam was coming back from the Battle of Siffin, an old man asked him, this war, us going to Syria, was based on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divine qada and qadar. Imam Ali al-Islam said, yes.
Yes.
Then the man said that in that case, we have no reward. You see, this question was in the minds of the people from that time, and of course before Islam as well. So that old man meant that if this is willed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have no reward because we were forced to do it. Then Imam alayhi salam answered him, and one of the answers of Imam alayhi salam was that if your understanding of divine will is so, then it means that reward and punishment in the hereafter are meaningless. Then Imam explains the reality of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how it is in line with the will and free choice of human beings.
Okay. That's right.
And the last point that I would like to share is the fact that although we do believe in free will, mm-hmm. we should not think that everything is within our free will, and yes. there is no role for other elements. For sure, whatever we do is also willed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. And in some cases, we do not want to claim that in every action we are 100% free. No, yes. there are some other elements which may have some role. For example, we have the role of family, friends, society, yes. environment, the place where we live. Because sometimes some people bring some excuses and justifications for their bad actions. They say that we raised in a very bad family, or our friends were bad people, were disbelievers,
yes.
or we live in some societies where the majority of the people yes. are corrupted. So we are forced to be bad okay. people. But the answer to this is that yes. no, although your free will cannot be compared to a person who lives in a very good environment, mm-hmm. with good friends, with good neighborhoods, yes. regions, and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, there is at least some role for your free will.
Yes.
Let's imagine 10%, okay. 20%.
Yes.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you or punish you based on the quantity, if I may put it in this way, quantity of your free will.
Mm-hmm.
So you had 10% role in your actions,
yes.
you will be rewarded or punished based on that.
Okay.
For the other person who had like 60% role, his or her case would be different. But the point is that okay. only in few cases we are forced by other people to do some actions.
Yes.
In the majority of our actions,
okay.
we have, to some extent, our free will to choose to go toward the wrong, right direction or the wrong direction.
And also distinguish from the concept of fate and destiny, we have the concept of fortune too,
mm-hmm.
referring to chance or luck. For example, some actions, do they bring you, for example, negative chance, negative fortune, or for example, positive ones.
Yeah, that's another story.
Yes,
we may
story,
deal with it
in. A story, inshallah, we'll talk about it. But everything is in your hands, you know, to do
yeah.
good deeds, you know, to find salvation. And we can say the events that are taking place and the beliefs are not fixed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As we said, we are not believing in fatalism, something which is fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or doing so. That's why the Muslims, especially the Shia ones, refer, for example, to the holy imams visiting their tombs, okay, so that their destiny or the fate of their actions might be changed, but through doing good deeds. I mean, it is a practical
mm-hmm.
one. It is fully an active and not a passive process of doing good actions. Thank you much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you talking about the concept of predestination and what is Islam's viewpoints regarding this. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن